Hello. I hope y'all had a great week. I did. I had a great week. I dyed my hair. And I have been running after puppies, and they are precious and very time consuming. But today we are starting a new season 2. I'm so excited. We are now reaching Canada and Belgium. So if you're listening from those places, welcome. I hope y'all enjoy and let's have some fun. So today we are going to change it up a little bit. Usually I focus on the victims. They need to be talked about. They need to be heard. But sometimes there is a story out there that is so wild and so crazy that we really need to talk about the murderer or the suspect. So that's what we're doing today. So I hope y'all sit back and get ready to listen to I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. So we're going to talk about the Pappen sisters. Have y'all heard of them? I had not until I learned about this. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and put out a trigger warning. This is kind of gruesome. It's kind of scary. But it's just one of those things where you're just like, wow, like, this is just something that needs to be talked about. So we're going to talk about it. But if you are triggered by, you know, gruesome, gory details, then don't listen to it. I'll have another episode next week, or we have other episodes out now that you might can listen to if you haven't already. So there's your trigger warning. Gruesome details, blood, guts, gore, all that. Here you go. So Christine and Leah, or Leah Pappens, they were raised in Le Mans, France. I probably butchered that name, but anyway, they were raised in the countryside of that town, and the town itself was actually known and pretty cool. It was known for hosting one of the world's first sports car races. So that's actually really cool. So that's where they grew up. That's where they were from. So Christine was born in 1905, and her sister Leah was born in 1911. They also had an older sister named Amelia, and she had consigned herself to a nunnery because of being allegedly abused sexually by their father for many years. She decided to join a nunnery. That is one of many of the volatile things that happened in Christine and Leah's childhood. They had a broken home, a broken family. So as soon as they got old enough, Leah and Christine decided to find a job where they could work together as a housemaid. In 1926, they would become employed by Monsieur René Lancelin. He lived in Le Mans with his wife, Madame Leonie, and their daughter, Genevieve. The Lancelins owned a nice home, and the sisters, Christine and Leah, both were provided with a nice place to stay, nice accommodations, plenty of food, and great payment. And they were very satisfied with the work that the Pappen sisters were doing as far as taking care of their home and keeping it clean. So although the Lancelins were happy with the work that the Pappen sisters were doing, the sisters were a little odd. They were reclusive and they really only focused on each other. And it was also said later on that these two sisters had a sexual relationship with each other. The sisters rarely spoke to Renee the whole time that they were working for the Lancelins, and it was actually Leonie, his wife, that was more obsessed with keeping the house clean, and she would be the one actually to give the sisters their assignments for the day. So in February of 1933, it was a wet, cold winter day. Leonie and her daughter Genevieve arrived home about 5:30 p.m. and found their home in total darkness. So it was said that an iron... had flipped the fuse box, and that's why it was total darkness in their home. But this particular iron, they had just sent it to the repair shop, but because, well, they had a similar incident, so they went ahead and sent it to the repair shop. Repairman couldn't find anything wrong with it, so the cost of this iron at the repair shop actually fell on Leah and Christine. Well, that caused a huge fight between the Pappin sisters and Leonie and Genevieve. The situation with the iron upset Leonie very much, and the sisters would later testify that she became irate and the fight ensued. And finally, Christine would end up hitting Leonie in the head with a heavy pitcher. Of course, Genevieve steps in to try to help and protect her mother, and that caused Christine to attack Genevieve's eyes. Christine then told Leah to tear out Madame Leonie's eyes. And she did. With her bare hands, she gouged out Leonie's eyes. Like, seriously, okay. Y'all check on your maids. If you got a maid, if you got a housekeeper, you know, check on them. Make sure that they fit the bill. Make sure that they are sane. And make sure that they won't gouge your eyes out. In the meantime, while, you know, Leonie's eyes are being gouged out, Christine runs to the kitchen to get some tools, like a hammer and a knife. So the sisters continued to mutilate the bodies of Leonie and Genevieve for 30 minutes. Even after their bodies laid lifeless and they weren't moving, the Pappin sisters continued to mutilate their body, and there was blood and gore everywhere. After all that was said and done, the Pappin sisters cleaned themselves up. And, you know, a lot of people would think they would leave. They would flee. You know, we just murdered these two people. Let's run away. But no, they did not. They went to their quarters in the attic. They locked and barred all of the doors and went and hid in their room in the attic. So later on that day, Renee Lancelin broke into his own home with the help of police and unfortunately found his wife and daughter brutally murdered. They found the two sisters. They were perfectly fine. They were in their bed, naked, waiting. And they immediately confessed. They had no remorse. They confessed to the crime with no hesitation. At the trial, they had no reasonable explanation of why they did what they did. There was no good reason why they did what they did. They were checked by medical professionals multiple times, you know, for their mental capabilities. And at first, the doctors didn't find anything wrong with them mentally. Like, no reason why they would do this, you know, not knowing what was going on. Like, mentally, they were perfectly healthy at first. Eventually, professionals said that the sisters had succumbed to an illness called folie à deux. I think that's how you pronounce it. And that translates to madness of two, which, yeah, sounds about right. So this condition has several different symptoms. It includes paranoia, hearing voices, the thought of unusual threats to where you have to protect yourself, and unusual sexual behavior. So when Madame Lancelin, you know, got angry about the iron, that was probably just enough to tip them over the edge and cause the arguments and the fight and the murder, because that one little thing with her getting angry. So, of course, it was determined that Christine was the one that pretty much ran the show. And Leah's personality, she led her. So, Christine was the more dominant acting of the two, and Leah just went along with it. So Christine was originally given the death penalty, but it was reduced to life in prison. And Leah received a hard labor sentence of 10 years as an accomplice to the crime, basically. Christine's mental state deteriorated rapidly after the trial, and eventually they had to put her in a straitjacket to stop her from self-harming. The fact that she was separated from her sister really had a bad impact on her. She refused to eat, and eventually she died in the asylum. Leah, she was released after 8 years. Serving 8 years of the 10, and moved away, got a new identity, and lived her life until 2001. So that was fairly recently that she died. This crime was never forgotten. In fact, there were writers, philosophers, all kind of people that were looking into this case to see why it happened. They were just, you know, mesmerized by it, pretty much. You know, it was just like something that people had never heard of before. In 1947, Jean Gadet, I think I pronounced that wrong, wrote a play called The Maids, and this was one of the first times that it had been made into something, you know, where people could actually watch it and get entertained by it. Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre suggested that the Papin sisters and their crime was a case of class struggle. Basically saying that the crime that they committed was coming from a place where servants such as maids and housekeepers lived a very hard, sad life where they struggled as opposed to their wealthy employers. The case also helped psychoanalyst Jean Lawson. I know I butchered that, but he was a psychoanalyst, and this case helped him with his thesis and study of the human mind. And the Papin sisters' crime will forever be one of the most gruesome murders in the 20th century France. Like, it'll live on forever. There are plays, there are books, there are all kind of things like that that make it live on. And as sad as it is and as gruesome as it is, it's important. It's important that people talk about it, especially, you know, professionals like psychoanalysts, therapists, you know, anyone that works with learning about the brain and how it works. Because I believe this is one of those first cases of something like this happening and it becoming so well known and so talked about. And that's important. You know, I've seen shows and heard podcasts about other sisters and other siblings that do things like this, and it makes you wonder how we're connected to our siblings like that. You know, I mean, we grow up and we have a brother and we have a sister and we're close or we're not, but we're connected in some way and we're a lot alike in some ways. And so it makes you wonder when things like this happen, what kind of connection that you have with your siblings, that these people are having with their siblings, to cause such a horrible, horrible thing. And these two, they literally couldn't be apart. Christine died because she was separated from her sister. That was the only thing that of all the stuff that happened, she wasn't scared. She wasn't scared of going to jail. She wasn't scared of being caught and, you know, admitting her guilt. She was scared of being away from her sister, and that is sad. And I'm not, you know, taking up for them or taking their side on this. What they did was horrible. But mentally, I believe that they were sick, and unfortunately, it cost the lives of Madame Lanson and her daughter. So, I hope y'all enjoyed my show today, and like I said, I wanted to do a little something different, and we might do this again another time where we have a story of the actual, you know, person that did it, the murderer, the suspect. You know, we might focus on those again on some other shows. I like to do it on the victim. I like to get their story out because they deserve that. But sometimes stories like this, we need to know. You know, we need to know that mental health, it will affect you if you don't get the help that you need. So, I hope y'all have a great weekend, and I will be back next week. And I have decided that Fridays are going to be the days that I post my shows. So I will see y'all next Friday here. Y'all have a great weekend, a great week, and we will be back next week. Bye.